We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 13 lines from the top at the end of a line. Tana Rabbanan, Hagoizel Umachel Esbonov Peturim Milashalim. Someone who steals, feeds his children, is part of them paying. Heniach Lefnehem Gedolim Chayovim Milashalim. Ketanim Peturim Milashalim. This Bryce says what the Mishnah says, that if someone steals Umachel Esbonov, he's part of them paying. The kids are part of him paying. Now, if you left the be'en, you left the geneva be'en, so it depends, the surprise says. Gedolim have to give it back. Ketanim don't have to give it back. And what's the reason? Because this man, the Yama, holds that since the lav b'nei dinan, it can't come to Bezdin, therefore you can't bring any raya that it doesn't, that it's geneva, because the dead are b'nei dinan now. The ketanim, they say, have to wait till they become a gadol. It's according to sumchis. We'll see later on, like a sumchis in the chavim about the ketanim. If the Gedolim say, he says, you want to take from me, I don't know the Cheshbainus, maybe you owed him something, that's why you took it, maybe well, I don't know the Cheshbainus. So if he says that, the halach is that you're potter. That's what it says in the Brisa. Does that make sense? Because they say we don't know your potter, halacha is bari v'shem bari adif. If the nigzal says you stole it from me, and they're saying, you know, I don't know, my father has such chesbainus. So if you don't know, so it's bari v'shem bari adif. What kind of time is that? So Rava changed a little bit. Amar Rava hachakamar. Gedolim she'amru. If the gedolim say yoidim onu chesbainus chashav avinu imach, I know the chesbainus my father had with you. And he doesn't owe you anything. The halacha is that they're pturim. They say clearly with a vadoyis that my father does not owe you anything. So then they're believed. Now why are they believed? Taka, as much as their word against the word of the nigzal. So why are they believed? So Tais explains. They're maskul v'loy. There's two pshatim. Either migush or yechayim loy machzaron lach. Either migush could have said I gave back to you, and they're believed. I gave back to you. Inami. Why not? Always, every tongue say milva peh. I always believe to say parati. I always believe to say I get back to you. That's halacha. I believe to say I get back to you. That's halacha. That's number one. And number two is they could have said that they never stole it. There was no eid exela second territory. Now I'm going to ain't eid exela. It's like more like a pesha asa. Haladas habanam levad. They were moida. We stole it, but my father had a cheshbon. So my father stole it, but we had a cheshbon. So therefore, it's a pesha asa. Pesha that's a taisa learns two pshat and why. The children are believed. Now, when Rava answered this, did Rava change the Braisa or not? So the Yavit says, he didn't really change the Braisa. Look back at the Braisa. It says, Omru Gedolim, Ain Onu Yoidim Cheshbain Shechashav Avinu Imach Peturim. Which we thought meant that if they say that we don't know, they're part of them. We had a cash on that. So Rava's saying, no, you're not attached. You're attached like this, but Loshim Bitmia. Ain Onu Yoidim Cheshbain Shechashav Avinu Imach. You think I don't know the Cheshbain is that my father did with you? Attached it into those words. It means that he's telling they do know. They're saying they do know. The Loch is the part of them. Tanya the Lindana Brisa Hagoizel Umachel Bonov Peturim Milashalim. Someone steals, he feeds his children, the children are part of him paying, like we learned a few times already. Hiniach Lefneim, he left it in front of them, Ve'oklum, and then they ate it. Ben Gedolim, Ben Ketanim, Chayovim. Sai Gedolim, Sai Ketanim, Chayovim. And this is a little steer to what we had before. So we had before that if you leave Hiniach Lefneim, Ve'oklum, the law is that you're potter, the children are potter. So the Gemara could have asked the kasha, but the Gemara doesn't ask a different kasha. Taisa says the Gemara could have asked that kasha right away. It says, "Niach lefneim va'achlum, bein gedolim mektanu chayom." We have a form for us not like that. So, but the Gemara doesn't ask that. The Gemara asks from a ketanim. Ketanim yimechayvi. Why a ketanim chayiv? Lo yehei elo da'azik azuked. The law is v'katan his damages, his mazik. He doesn't pay. So I could cut him more chayiv in geneva. Then in Mazik. He never chayiv in Mazik. Amar Papa, Hachkamar. Hiniach lefneiem, v'dayin lo yochlim, he yet. Ben gedolim, ben ketanim chayovim, sai gedolim, sai ketanim are chayiv. So we answer both kashas now. He didn't eat it yet, and that's why he's still chayiv. The only difference here is that even ketanim are chayiv to give it back. It's not like the brisa before that said even when it's be'en, the ketanim are potter because the lav b'nei dinan ninu. This brisa holds like the rabbanon, not like some chayiv who holds that by ketanim that you could do din with them, and therefore if it's be'en, they have to return it. Amar Rava, haniach lemaviim para she'ula. If the father leaves them a para that's borrowed and it has a certain amount of time that it's borrowed for, let's say it's borrowed for a year. And he died within the year. The law is Mishtam Shimbal Koyimei Shelta. The children allowed to use it the whole remainder of the Zman of the She'elah. of the borrowing time. Mesa, if it dies, they're not chayav in the insim. Why not? Because they're mekavel insim. So it's mechalkes v'shoinim, what are we talking about? If they use it, and now they took over the she'ela, maybe there should be chayav. Or maybe you never chayav in the insim, because you never were mekavel she'ela. So Mesa chayav in the insim means, if you use it, you're not chayav in the insim. But the Rosh speaks out, in that case, even if you hold like that even when you use it, you're not chayav in the insim, l'maisi, you are chayav in gneva v'aveda, and like a Shem Vesacha, you're chayving never like a Shem Vesacha, as the Rosh speaks out. So try to read the Lashon HaRosh. The Rosh says that Miu b'gneva v'aveda mechayve, the hoil v'nenim lasis by malacha, chayovim b'shmirasa k'din Shem Vesacha. Avad v'chayv like a Shem Vesacha, but yin chayv by insa. So it means a parash ula that the father borrowed, you're allowed to use it, the children are allowed to use it, talking about G'dayil, the children are allowed to use it, and but they're not chayv by insa, because they're mekabal insa. Because svurim shal avim, let's say they thought it was the father's, and they shechted it, and they ate it. They paid which means 2/3 of it, because they'll say, if I would have known it's not ours, I wouldn't have done such fancy meat. I wouldn't have ate meat. And so you give back the hide in such a case where you thought it was the father's, and you only pay for the meat. I can ask me, the regular mazik, why shouldn't they be chayv? So the answer is that this is called Oynes Gomer. That's how Taisus speaks out on the Chav Zayin on Beis, because here they thought it was the father, so they didn't know. Here's not a case of Geneva, here's a case of She'ela. They thought it was the father's. The Loch is, in that case, that the Oynes Gomer, Odomud Loilam of Mazik. Here you're Mazik, you chayef the whole thing, you're Mazik, you just shechted and ate. But since you didn't know, there's no way you should have known about that, therefore it's called Oynes Gomer, only chayef the Nebos of Azul, only for Hana. He was a Geneva. Once there's a Geneva, right. So once someone's a Geneva, Echanavzu Kasha. The chilik is that it's a Geneva or She'ela. Here it came to the hand of Beheter, came to the father's hand of Beheter. So it's more cool. It came to the hand of Beheter, so you can say it's as far as there. It's a Geneva. It came to the hand of Geneva. It's a Kinyan Geneva. Somehow there, it's worse if someone comes afterwards and takes it. He has to be more careful, even though you don't know. But it's a Geneva. A Geneva is a different thing. Here it's a She'ela, came Beheter, it's different. What's good, Kasha? That's the Ikechilik. That one, this is came to the hands Beheter, there came to the hands Be'isser. That's the Chilik in the two cases. Heniach lehem avia machrayas dechasim, chayov mushalim. So it says, there's two cases really in Rava's halacha. First of all, that you're not chayv by oinsim. And second of all, if you eat it, you pay the money boss of azul. So heniach lehem avia achrayas dechasim, Chayav Mashalim, if there's a Chayav Dechasim, so then the father has to pay from his Dechasim, he's dead, then there's a lien on his property. So what is that going on? Yikid Masla Reisha, Yikid Masla Seifa. Some say it on the Reisha, some say it on the Seifa. Some say it's going on the Reisha, on the Halacha of Ein Chayav Ein Seha. So here we say, if the father left Karka, so then when he borrows something already, there's a lien on Oinsim, for Oinsim on his property. So Lamaisa Mechayim already, even before the oinus happened, the oinus happened after he died, but there's already a lien from when he was alive, and therefore you collect from his property. That would be if you'd be on the Reisha. But beyond the Seifa, so then the halacha would be is that if you shechted it and ate it, so there, even though you didn't know about it, if the father left over Karaka, you pay then the money. Why? Because they are b'mokoyim their father, and since the father, since the father would have shechted it, it would have been usher. It's a little bit of a shver of art. Why in safety b'chayim chasim? The answer is because they are b'mokim the avuahim, because they think it's the father's, and since the father has the chasim, the father's the chasim of shubit for this. What? Pay full price. Yeah. Full price. Yeah. So Rashi says the chuv v'achlu mashama de basav zol on that sefer. It says v'mniach lamaviim karka. The father left from Karka, Mashalim Parayim Shalom, pay full price. Dava Inu, so this is the second wide line of Rashi. Dava Inu b'mokim avuoin, v'holim v'echlu ha-mashalmin. So you have to know what does it mean? Dava Inu b'mokim avuoin. So the first Pesach Pshat, since they thought it was the father, so it becomes like, it's Ke'ilu, the father shechted it. And if the father shechted it, Avad B'chayiv, and it's Nechasim Ar, Achroi for that. So you get the Masla Reisha, you get the Masla Seifa. Man the Masla Reisha, if you say this is going on the Reisha, Kolshkin HaSeifa. So, for sure on the Seifa. The Reish is a big chiddush to say that the chosn of Shavid. Why? Because no oinus happened in his lifetime. So if he says go on the Reish, which means the chiv oinsim starts from the beginning of the she'ela, it's very chalash or lean. That's kosgen asefa, where there was a hezek like kilu was mocking the father. He thought it was the father's. But man master Reish kosgen asefa. Please do our papa. The argument papa. We'll see our papa in a second. Man the master asefa ava Reish loy behind our papa. Don't our papa. Our papa says we can see from our papa that you're not chayiv for insim by she'ela until the actual thing happens, until the actual story happens. Because the prophet says there's two halachas. Number one, ha'isa para genuva loy, if he stole a para, v'tafchua b'shabbos, and he shechted it on Shabbos, chayiv, y'chayiv dal v'hei, shekar chayiv b'gneva koidim sh'yovel de isa Shabbos. Because you already chayiv b'gneva before isa Shabbos, and there's no kumle rabbinah on a knas. The big Yisoid Rashi says, there's no kumle rabbinah on a knas. Knas is chidashu, and even though you get misa, you have to pay dal v'hei. And the Gneva was before Shabbos. So there's no Kamle Rabbanei on Gneva that was before Shabbos and Pei Da'avahei. Ha'isa Parah She'ulaloi, if the Parah was borrowed, V'tafcha B'Shabbos, and Shechter on Shabbos, Potter. She'isa Shabbos, V'isa Gneva, Bo'an Ke'achor. In such a case, where She'ula, and Shechter on Shabbos, when is the Gneva? B'Shas T'tvicha. And there, the Lach is your Potter. Why is Shabbos, V'isa Gneva, Bo'an Ke'achor? The Shabbos and the Gneva comes together. So there's no chiyuv for Geneva there because there was an Issa Shabbos. Now, here, our Papa, why don't we say that you're ready, the chiyuv starts when I borrow it. Teresa, your Papa holds, the chiyuv only starts on She'ela, on the chiyuv She'ela only start b'shas, when something happens wrong. Like Rashi says, we don't say from you borrow it, that's when you have a chiyuv to return a karen. Become a b'shus. I fill the malachim abes. El b'shas tvicha hu de gazle. B'shas tvicha is a gzela. This is Shabbos. V'gneva ba'am ke'echad. And therefore, you part from a kerem come to rabbinay. And you're saying the knas here. Anyway, there's no knas here. Anyway, dal v'hei. You know why? Because there's no dal v'hei by a shoyel. It's impossible dal v'hei by a shoyel. The only time we can have dal v'hei is by a ganav or by a toyin tanas ganav, which is by a shem echidam or a shem esach or a list of mezuzim, which is shaila. If you have toyin tanas ganav, there's a whole sugya we had before. But there's no din of dal v'hei by a shoyel like this Rashi's barichas, and not like the other girsa that has a reason that says that if you don't pay keren you can't pay dal v'hei. That's part of dal v'hei. That's true also. But here the main wouldn't pay dal v'hei anyway. The whole nidin's on the keren, and Rav Papa saying you're not chayv on the keren because that everything happens b'shas t'tficha and that's Shabbos already. So basically back to our Rava, we said. If you say it's going on the Reisha, that a parashula, your properties are meshubat to it, is not like Rav Papa who holds that there's no shibud from when you borrow it. We mentioned this pasuk yesterday. Taisa brings down this pasuk as the makar that children are not chay, but he said it's only asmachta. You have to return it. You see from here that goizel machlas bonav part of paying. Heniach of name, if you left it with them where it's kayam, bang them mktanam chayavim, you have to return it. Mishum sumchas omru gedoyel chayavim mktanam paturim. Sumchas says no, only gedoyel machayim not ktanam. Now, like Rashi says, kein shigazel. Rashi says koloyma im gzeila kayemes yachzer. If it's kayemes, you return it. Av ein gedoyel kayemes potter. And Zok Rashi with the day lekalok malabanov. It can't be by him because he's chayiv anytime. It must be by his children. So we see from this pasuk that the only time children are chayiv only if it's be'en. But if it's not be'en by oklum, they're not chayiv. So this is a makar to the halach of oklum. Yesterday we were mentioning what's the reason for oklum. So if you want to be simple, you say it's exeris akosav. They don't understand it. Oklum is potter. Might have said yesterday from the Rashi, Taisus of Abir Adava because Taisus learns asnachta. That's why Taisus learns only asnachta. But in any case, this is a makar that children, if it's eaten, they are potter. What's the question? The pasuk says, "Heishiv es azel ashigazal." Ashigazal means kein shigazal. Only if it's be'en. If it's not be'en, you're potter. That's the gzeres kosis. It's only if it's be'en. Now, this brisa also brings down the machlekes sumchas and rabbanon, which we referenced before. That here, the chacham say, if it's kayam, being done by ktanim chayavim. Sumchas says, "Gdoyim chayavim ktanim is turim." Look tomorrow, vayta. Barchamua de Rabbi Yirmiyah. The brother-in-law of Rabbi Yirmiyah, basically his wife's brother, it's the son of his shver. So Torah Goli Ba'api, the shver died, and Rabbi Yirmiya held that his father, that the Shver sold it to him or gave it to him in Matana. And what happened was, when he died, the Shver died, this child, the son, Torah Gali Bapa Yirmiya, he locked the door, changed locks on Rabbi Yirmiya and said, no, it's my house, I got it, I got the Yerusha. Also made the Rabbi Oven, they came from Rabbi Oven, Amalei Shaloi Utaveya, what do you want? He's, that son is tiny, it's his. Amalei, so Rav Yirmiya said, Vamasina side the I've Adim, I could bring Adim that I got it in his father's lifetime. He gave it to me, or he sold it to me. Amalei, Vikimekabam Aid Shloifni Baldin, or Mikabal Aid is the top of my base. So Mikabal Aid is not a form of Baldin, and here the guy's a cotton, the kid was a cotton. So a cotton's a command lesser than me. So we can be Kabbal Adis. You know, maybe you're right, but we can be Kabbal Adis. Amalei, Veloi Vaktani, Beng Doylem Beng Tanim Chayovim. So Rav Yirmiya said back, don't we have a brisa that says, Beng Doylem Beng Tanim Chayovim, that if it's Kayam, you have to give it back. So you see, you are Mekabal Adim in front of a cotton? Amalei, no, Arim Mechleika Sumchas Vizadecha. Sumchas argues in that. Amalei, Ichbel Kuliam, Mekarika Sumchas, Afkun Lididi. He says, look, everyone's now passing, all of a sudden, everyone's passing a Sumchas just to get away my money. What's happens? So they still weren't sure. Adahachi, Gilgal Milsa, the Shaila went to another place. Also, Motla came to Ravavo. They came, the Shaila came to Ravavo. Omar, so Ravavo said, L'shmilichu hadu Rav Yisiv Achama Rav Eishia. You never heard the memory of Yisiv Achama Rav Eishia. The memory of Yisiv Achama Rav Eishia. Tinnik shetokaf ba'avodah. So Rashi's first shot is that Tinnik grabbed some slaves. V'yorah l'seich sozach haveri. He went into the soul of his friend and started working there. He brought his workers and started working. Bamashli, he said it's mine. The law is ain't oimrim nam to nachi yagzul. Don't say, oh, he's a cotton, we can't bring him to dinya. Let's wait till he gets old. We don't do that. Elamitziyam yadoy, we throw him out. The yad right away. Well, because yagdil yavi edim venira. When he gets older, well, he'll bring edim and try to bring a ride that says. So the shali came to Rav Avol. Rav was turning tana. Rav Nachman's right. Rav Yirmiya is right. Rav Yirmiya is right because here this cotton, we don't say that we can't bring edus to a cotton. We say first goes to Rav Yirmiya. When the cotton is old, we'll handle. That's the Gemara thought that was a good dim into this case. So very Gemara, it's not doima. Midami. Hasam hu demafgina minei deloy kaim leich achazak d'avua. There, the cotton went into someone else's property and tried to take it. So there, of course, you take it away from him until he can prove it's his. Mashenkin here v'halcha. But here, he has chazak of his father. He's the Yerush, really. And Rav Yirmiya is one who wants a taina that it's his. And he wants to bring Aden that it's his. On that, you can say that he's a cotton stool, and we're not going to be Kabbal Aden, like Sumchas. So we still had an impasse here because Rav Yirmiya held that we shouldn't pass that Sumchas. But that's for sure, the Gemara says, it's not a comparison to the case of Rabbi Yosef Achama, or Rabbi Yishio, where there he says that you throw the cotton out and he'll bring Edom. You throw the cotton out, the cotton will bring Edom when he gets older. Here it's different. Here the cotton is the muchzik. It's muchzik of his father's. And therefore, he gets it, and Rabbi Yirmiya has to bring a raya after the cotton becomes the gadol.